When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into the latest edition of ESPN FC. I'm Dan Thomas, joined by Shaka Hislop, Craig Burley, and now Stevie's okay. He was very frustrated for the first half of Liverpool against Fulham, and rightly so, as Fulham would take a 1-0 lead. We saw Willian score after 90 minutes. Liverpool had a lot of the ball, but he did absolutely nothing with it. Fulham then actually had the chance in the second half to make it 2-0. Decore Reid with the opportunity to play it across. Instead, he went for the shot. Wrong option. And Liverpool soon would punish Fulham for that. First, Jones with deflected effort, and then Gakpo coming on as a second half substitute would give Liverpool a 2-1 lead going into the second leg at Craven Cottage. How are you feeling, Stevie?
Oh, calm down now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean,
he was so angry in the first half.
It was almost a carbon copy of watching Arsenal.
Right.
Absolute dreadful in the first half. And although they started the second half better, it wasn't until the substitutions.
Yeah.
As it was against Arsenal. The two subs came on, allied to Jota, who's always been lively. And all of a sudden, the whole game changed.
Yeah, the whole room changed. The whole atmosphere in the room.
Stevie, has that effect on people?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and that save from Leno is absolutely huge, because at 3-1, I think this tie's done. No, I think Liverpool, no question, are favourites, but it's certainly not done.
No, it does make it interesting.
I think the angriness was the non-penalty call, and he'd run out of chips at that point as well.
Yes.
So I'm sad.
And it was a big
blow. The chips had gone, there was nothing else.
It was a blow.
Look, I think, 2-1, if you said to Marco Silva, old adage, if he said before the game, 2-1 Anfield, he probably would have went, not too bad. But I think from the position they were in, 1-0 up, albeit didn't create a lot of chances. And as we thought in the second half, hitting Liverpool early in the second half on the counter, but really poor decision making in the final third, and then you pay at the other end, because they're going to pile the pressure on, the subs are going to come on, the cavalry's coming, it did. And so when you get these opportunities like Deckard over Reid did, I mean, really, even if he hits a bad cross, a bad cross or a bad attempt at a cross to Pereira is still a better option than trying to score from the angle he did.
You'd have to think he didn't look right.
Wow.
You got to think he hasn't lifted his head and taken a look. Because if he has, and he hasn't played it,
it's one of those passes, though, Shark, if you're in the dressing room now, you're saying, hey, come on.
It's inexcusable. And moments before that, a ball was played from where he had the freedom of the park, really, to run and kill her and miscontrolled it. So I'm wondering if that's playing on his mind, and then one bad touch leads to a very bad decision. But you're at Anfield. You cannot afford those kinds of opportunities just to go begging. You've got to at least test the goalkeeper and really give Liverpool a whole lot more to think about, because right after that, Liverpool get the deflection, and that's where the whole game turns. And during the highlight, I said it was the luck that Liverpool needed. I'm not sure it's necessarily luck that they deserved, handball aside. I think up to that point, I don't think Liverpool were great even then. And I thought Fulham probably would go on to win the game. But then that happens, and all of a sudden things settle down within Anfield, and Liverpool certainly dominated the last half hour and deserved their second.
But at least both games are still in the balance.
Well, not exactly.
We're going to show them. Because I'm not going to moan about it.
Well, I'm sure
I'm not going to come in and say,
you'll find some. I've heard you moan for a whole lot less, Craig.
Yeah, exactly.
I promise you, second leg of the semi-finals, not going to come in and say, what's the point?
Wow. There's still plenty of other topics.
That's a pretty low bar, though.
Yeah. That's a starting point.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Stevie, obviously, the likes of Salah's going to be missing, Endo for a while as well. So it gives those on the periphery of the squad a chance to shine. Did anyone catch your eye today, or indeed not catch your eye?
No. I spoke about Gravenberg before the game, and I thought, quite frankly, he was awful and did absolutely nothing to push Klopp into starting him Anytime soon.
Have you seen anything since he's moved?
I haven't. I think I said it before the show as well. You know, I don't remember any significant difference when he's on the field. I don't remember any assists. I certainly don't remember if he's got a goal. I don't remember anything about him. And today, well, he did today what he's been doing, and in my opinion,
right,
not a lot.
Shall we just go through his grievances of the Liverpool players today, right? Gravenberch, he was in the starting blocks half hour before the game on him, but he was correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and he has still got to prove what he's really going to bring. The other one was Joe Gomez's inability to open his body up and take it across his left foot and go forward.
Yeah.
And I understand that he prefers to be on the right-hand side, but there's no excuse for not taking it and opening up on your right foot. You don't have to be picture perfect and open up on your left peg. You can do it with your right peg. And all you're doing is slowing everything down. Every single time you take a step that way, the opposition are saying thank you very much, and then we step forward. So yeah, that was frustrating. It was really frustrating.
You hit that frustration so well, Stevie.
Well, the thing is,
you don't normally watch Liverpool games with us. Normally you watch on your own, don't you?
I do, because
it's for them.
But it's not going well. I do get frustrated. But I don't. What annoys me more than anything is not if they lose or they don't win. It's when the simple things are not done properly. That's what annoys me more than anything. And in the first half in particular, all the simple things were done poorly. It was shoddy, is what it was.
Of course, Liverpool with a 2-1 advantage because of Cory Gakpo's second goal. He caught up with Alexis after the game.
Well, Cody, congratulations again. I mean, talk about instant impact with you and Darwin. What was the message at halftime from the manager?
Yeah, obviously the first half we had a lot of possession. Actually, we played quite well, but yeah, we didn't really get through. So then we got behind, and yeah, then you know in the second half you need to keep that possession, but also create a lot of chances, and that was a little bit the message of the manager in halftime, also when me and Darwin came in. So yeah, that's what we tried to do.
Well, I spoke to Jurgen after the Arsenal game on Sunday, and he said the way that everyone responded in that second half was probably the best response he's seen all season. Today was pretty good too. How would you rate it?
Yeah, it was a good response. I think it's always hard to make a comeback, and we did it a few times already this season, and today we did it again, so that's good work.
Talk to me about your finish, because that was a very sweet finish right there for that goal as well. I'm playing with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I think it was a great ball from Darwin. And I just needed to tap it in really with the curve it came and with the left foot. So I think one of my only options was the short corner. So yeah, that's where I went for.
Well, 2-1, you get the win today, but we know that the tie is far from over. You have to go to Fulham as well and get the win. But mentally, with this win today, does that help you? Do you feel like it's kind of one foot in the final?
No, actually not. I think you also can see today how good Fulham can play, and so we are not like, oh, we are almost there. No, we know it's going to be a tough game over there, and we have to prepare us the best we can.
All the best for the next one. Thank you, Feld.
Alsjeblieft. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A bit more than a tap-in, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a fantastic. I mean, it's slightly behind him as well. And he just uses the pace on the cross. He doesn't try and swing at it. He just gets a good contact, uses the pace. Nice little half volley as well. That's not easy. And there's just too much pace on it for the keeper to react quick enough.
If that's the other way around, it's not going in. And that's kind of how it is at the moment. If that was Gakpo into Nunes, he probably would have hit he'd have got some on it, but he wouldn't have had... he doesn't have that precision at the moment. And when he does do something decent, like...
He's unlucky at the end, isn't he?
Leno makes himself big, yes, and makes the save. Kind of is where he is. But, you know, actually, he's getting in good positions. We've talked about the other parts of his game. Was it the FA Cup tie or the league game? I can't remember. He set one up for Salah, somebody, with a nice little ball across.
Salah, yeah.
So he is doing his bit in that sense. But, of course, everybody's looking at his lack of goals. But, yeah, coming off the bench gave him that extra bit of pace. Gakpo coming on. We thought they would do that. We thought that Fulham would have to weather that storm. They did. I think there's still going to be a really good second leg at Craven Cottage. Yeah. Their home form is much better than their away form. Champ has mentioned that. in the commentary. And I think this is going to be a much closer game, actually, than the Middlesbrough-Chelsea one. Because I think at Fulham at home, Premier League side, this game is still tight. I think this game is not, is by a long stretch, finished.
Nadim joins us pitch side from Anfield. Nadim, you really feel the introduction of Gakpo and Nunez made a difference in that second half?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously Gakpo did his part. But I think from looking at it in that first half, I thought Nunez was someone that did need to come on. I think they needed some more dynamism. And, you know, you see Harvey Elliott playing off the right. I think he's a good player. But you kind of wanted people that could maybe stretch the game all across that front line, put Fulham under pressure, try and hit them in transitions. And I think as the game wore on, you could see the Fulham players were getting just that little bit more tired. Times in the first half where they'd have the 11 bodies back, they'd be trying to funnel Liverpool to the left, funnel Liverpool to the right. All of a sudden, they were creating lots of 1v1s. They were overloads in certain areas, and even centrally made a big difference as well. So I think those were good substitutions by Klopp, but it doesn't really surprise me. I feel like with him, he's always wanting to be on the front foot, bringing people on at the time where they can have a biggest impact. And it made a big difference. And, you know, as the guy said, Nunez hasn't scored today, but he's made a big difference with this game. And I think the only possible regret from my standpoint would be that they didn't get a third, because I think that's what they would have deserved in that second half. And now the tie, even though they have that goal advantage, going to Craven Cottage will not be an easy tie for them.
No, as we were saying, Nadim, you look at Fulham, obviously 2-1 down going into the second leg. Not the end of the world.
No, it's not the end of the world, but the game was right there for them. And I think even though we see the fact that Liverpool were in the ascendancy in that second half, as the guys were saying, look at that shot from Bobby Dickard over Reed. He's got two people to potentially square it to. There are other moments where a nice ball be played through, but then the first touch just wasn't there. You know, a time when, you know, Jimenez is trying to do a Rabona cross into the box and stuff. Like, these little moments, by themselves, they don't seem to matter, but in the context of the game, they end up mattering quite a lot. And I think it'll be a sense of frustration because, you know, you don't necessarily need to be playing your best to be able to get something from it. And I think that was going to be the case for this game. They're feeling the pressure. They feel Liverpool go out and attack and so on. But if they were just a little bit cleaner, you know, I think with that chance of Bobby Reed, if he scores, I think that makes it 2-0. Like, what a difference that would make to the context of this game itself. But instead, they're going to lose some missed opportunities, some sort of inconsistencies with defending, because I personally didn't like the fact that Gakpo could walk into the box uncontested. And I also didn't like that it's a shame that in this day and age, Adebayo feels he has to put his arms behind his back to try and stop a shot going towards goal. But this is where we're at. I'm sure they'll be disappointed, but know that, as you guys have said, the tie is not over.
I mean, that's one of the things Marco Silva, you know, Nadim just touched on it. You know, Raul Jimenez, who's been in really good form, trying this Rabona cross from almost the byline down at the Liverpool end, when he can put something tangible in and he shanks it over the top. And down the same end, Silva was going crazy at Tom Cairney and Anthony Robinson for one of them not just putting the ball in the box early. And there was too much flaffing about in that final third in the end from this Fulham side, and they paid the penalty for it. Look, I know, mate, we've all sort of harped on about Jota, and I did before the game, but even small things in this, it wasn't his greatest game by a stretch, but he was involved in both the goals. Mm. The first one, he's winning tackles and just outside the penalty area, and then he gets someone front foot. The second one, he's running with it and plays a nice little weighted pass. You get the feeling that everything is going to, that Liverpool are going to do good in this month of January with Salah away is really going to revolve around how well and where Diego Jota plays.
Keeping him fit, of course, 100% priority.
Let's hear from Fulham camp now. Anthony Robinson caught up with Alexis.
Anthony, I know that was a very tough result to swallow after quite a great performance, especially in the first half. What do you feel changed or slipped up in the second half?
You know, obviously, I think they just came out flying second half. They had, you know, a lot of momentum. The crowd was obviously getting them going, and it was difficult. You know, there's times where, you know, they beat our press and we got a little bit stretched and they took advantage of it. You know, they're a very good team. We've seen them do it before and they've done it again. So, you know, it's unfortunate that we didn't, you know, at least keep the game level. But, you know, it's not over yet.
Exactly, it's not over yet. It's just a one-goal cushion that they do have. You guys do get to go back home in front of your fans. Does that feel like you have the advantage now or momentum going into your court?
Well, they have the advantage, but obviously, you know, at home we're obviously going to give it everything we've got. Now it's a game where the result matters even more, and, you know, we have to overcome a deficit. And if it comes to the point where, you know, we win by a goal and we've got to go to penalties and we've got to do the hard bit, extra time, everything, then that's what we got to do. But if we want to get to a final, you've got to beat one of the best teams in the country.
On our show, we talked a lot about the last game that you guys had together, that 7-goal thriller. How much did you guys, in preparation for this, watch that? And what did you try take from it that probably could apply to this tie?
You know, they were going to come with similar tactics. That, you know, we know their patterns of play and how they play. They're a very direct, aggressive team. They've got quality players who can hurt you, but we tried to nullify that. I feel like we did it very well first half. We obviously didn't do it as well second half. And then tried to punish them on the counter-attack a little bit, which obviously we got our goal, but we probably feel like we could have got more from the game, but like I said, it's not done yet, and we've got to go home and do the business.
And finally, one of our pundits, Nader Manua, former Manchester City player, he absolutely enjoyed watching you today. I was sat beside him and he was like, "Whoo, this boy is cooking." Are you playing with a lot more confidence? Do you feel like this is probably the best season in terms of form that you've had?
Just trying to do my job. I try and be effective, try and get on the ball, try and get better players in front of me, like Willie on the ball. Just try and be positive on the pitch. And, you know, I'm a defender first. I try and make sure that I win my battles, and then anything going forward's a bonus. So just trying to help the team out best I can, really.
Thanks again, and all the best for the next one.
Cheers, thank you.
We saw Nadim Alexis there kind of trying to avoid a Klopp moment by just reminding Anthony Robinson that he used to play for Manchester City.
Listen, Dan, this is a story. If you want to get it anywhere in life, don't say you know me, because nobody knows who I am.
There you are.
There's no point mentioning it, Dan. No point whatsoever. But, you know, she tried. But I think, in fairness, Robinson, he has been playing well this season. He's contributed with the assists. He's been bombing forward defensively overall. I think he's been good. And I think he's frustrated there today, which is why he probably didn't buy into what Alexis was trying to say. But, you know, it's Liverpool, it's me, so it's another embarrassing moment for myself. Thank you very much.
There you are. So what's it been? It's been Wigan, yeah. Wigan, Middlesbrough, Liverpool. Where's tomorrow, Nadim?
Tomorrow I shall be staying home and not talking about football at all.
Oh, that's well, lovely.
I'll tell you what. So, yeah, I'm done. It's been a pleasure.
I wouldn't talk football when Alexis is around then, and she goes to do an interview and says, "Oh, it was with Nadim Manua," and he said, "You were absolutely hopeless." Yeah. That tell her nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Nadim, thank you very much, mate. Thanks for all your work over the last few days. Just a reminder, the fourth round of the FA Cup will be coming up at the end of the month. Some big
when are you going to thank us for our work?
What do you mean? Spurs against City, Chelsea, Villa, Liverpool have got Norwich or Bristol Rovers, Fulham meanwhile, to take on Newcastle.
Oh, dear.
Passion, drive and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights and more. Whether you're into speed, power or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They are the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at lectricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's lectricebikes.com.
What a game we saw on Wednesday in the Spanish Super Cup semi-final. Real Madrid taking on Atletico Madrid. It would be 2-2 before half-time. And then one goal apiece in the second half. We'd see it go to extra time. But in the end, an own goal from Savage. And then Brian Diaz making the most of an empty goal. We'd see Real Madrid advance to Sunday's final, defeating Atleti by 5-3. More on this, let's welcome in. Oh, he's not going to be happy. Former Atleti player Luis Garcia is with us. Luis, what a game.
Yes, Danny, it was a fantastic game. Really exciting. Both sides play very well, we have to say, like this. But in the end, it was Real Madrid who decided more. So at least arrived to the last part of the game with more strength. You could see that the Atletico Madrid players ran out of legs after maybe 75, 80 minutes. But to be honest, so if you can manage to score three goals against Real Madrid, the only thing that you have to be sure is to concede more. And it was only 5 minutes away from winning the game. And Atletico Madrid got exposed, got open. Jimenez arrived very late against Vinicius. You know, they're sharp and he's quick. And open spaces, you know, is very dangerous. And you concede that third goal. So I think that overall, Real Madrid deserved to win tonight. And, well, we'll see what happened on the weekend, because definitely you could see the game was very exhausting for all the players. A lot of players ended up with cramps, with a lot of soreness on the legs. So we'll see how it goes in the final.
Luis, who caught the eye for Real Madrid today? Who impressed you?
Well, I think that today, once again, Rudiger made a fantastic game. He was so solid. He managed to score a goal, but also he made a fantastic on the build-up, was helping very, very much the team with very good passes into between the lines, so trying to find Bellingham sometimes, Valverde, and a couple of times Vinicius Jr. over the head. And also Carvajal, impressive once again on the right side. It was quiet the first 45 minutes, knowing that Atletico Madrid was going to press very high. But in the last part where the Real Madrid needed the most, he was the owner of that right side. Arriving in second line, we saw him putting one fantastic ball for Joselu in the fourth goal. But definitely it was fantastic just stopping Lino in the first half for Atletico de Madrid and assisting in that fourth goal.
And what was great, obviously, Luis, some people question this tournament, but you look at it, it was a great advert for Spanish football today.
Yeah, it was. I think that overall, the most important is what this game or this five games or to three games that we're going to see are going to give to the teams here in Spain. I heard a chat between one of the owners in second division teams here in Spain, where they receive the money that Federation allows to have after the Supercard is made in Saudi Arabia. So it's very important, because at the end, all that money arrives to many, many teams that needed the plan the whole season thanks to that money, and help the youth to continue growing and have better facilities. So I think we all know as a supporter that we will enjoy more than having the Super Cup in Spain. But I think that the people start understanding that money that is grabbed from there is helping a lot of clubs to continue moving forward.
I wonder who the Federation wants to be in the final on Sunday. Shaka, looking at Kepa, obviously brought in because of the injury to Courtois. Hasn't been super solid. I know he's been out injured for a while, but is a big question mark when you look at how far Real Madrid can go, for example, in the Champions League this season. Can they win it with a Kepa in goal?
Short answer to that is no. And this performance doesn't do anything to change your mind about that. But then, Alad, you kind of knew that coming in. Mm. When Real Madrid didn't win the Champions League last, let's remember the role that Courtois played. And for me, established himself as the best in the world. Now, you're asking Kepa, who was out of favour for so long at Chelsea, to come in and all of a sudden fill that void. I don't think there's a goalkeeper in the world that can fill that void, let alone one who may be second choice at a Premier League club. So it was always going to be a big ask. And truth be told, I don't think there's an awful lot between him and Lunin. I'll be honest, I kind of prefer Lunin. So it's this odd dynamic that Ancelotti's having to balance between both those two kind of vying for the shirt, knowing full well that while Courtois is out for the longer term, the minute he's fit again, you're both on the sidelines. So it's an odd one for Ancelotti, but it is what it is at this point. You aren't going to find somebody to fill that void. You just want somebody not to make errors that you have to make up for, which Kepa did.
He's got a dodgy goalkeeper. He's got a dodgy back line. He's got a dodgy front line. Injuries. You name it. And they're still in the final of this, in the Champions League, top of the league.
Yeah.
Yes, Bellingham has covered a lot of the tracks, for sure. But I think without his experience and nous, running the club with all those problems,
yes,
I don't think they would. I don't think there's a doubt that they would be where they are.
The fifth goal, should we show it again? Shaq, tell us your story.
He looked quite quick, all black there.
He did all right.
He started off well.
Yes.
Tell us your Pompey story, Shaq.
So I did this against, playing for Pompey against Sheffield United at Fratton Park. Bob gets played over the top to Peter and Love, who is just short of being an Olympic sprinter. And there I am running him down. He is killing himself in laugh. The ref blows it off. right. just as they get past the half line. And I just collapsed at the half line. I mean, they were within 2-1, so the game finished 2-1. So it had no material impact on where the points were going. But I couldn't. I was never so happy to hear a final whistle in my life.
that's 9.5 out of 10. But I don't want to see anybody get injured. But if he had pulled his hamstring there, Jan,
oh, no.
No, that's a 10 then. That's a 10.
Then he's done. Real Madrid obviously will want Osasuna over Barcelona going into Sunday's final, Luis. But you feel whoever they face, they'll be the favourites?
I think so. At the moment that Real Madrid and Kredjas make a fantastic point, it doesn't matter what happened with this Real Madrid, the injuries, the problems outside, it doesn't matter how they face it. You concede three goals, they manage to overcome any kind of situation. That mentality that they have, we've seen it year and year again when they won the three Champions League because of that process. You realize that this Real Madrid, the mentality and the background that they have, when they are there, when they have to win a trophy, you know that they are always going to be favourites because it doesn't matter if they're going to be ahead or behind the score. They know that they can win the game. So, yeah, I think that if it's Barcelona or Osasuna, Real Madrid at the moment is favourite.
How many goals did you get for Atleti when you played there, Luis?
Against Real Madrid?
No, in your life. When you were at Atleti, how many goals did you score?
I think overall in the three seasons, they must be around 15, 20, something like that.
A little short of Antoine Griezmann, of course, who made history today by becoming the top goal scorer in the history of Atleti. 174 goals in 368 matches, surpassing Luis Aragonés. Copa del Rey, no, it's not Copa del Rey, this is a Spanish Super Cup. Barca taking on Osasuna, that is tomorrow. Our coverage starts at 1:30 Eastern on ESPN+. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/FC. Just go to Indeed.com/FC right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the podcast. Indeed.com/FC, terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Copa del Rey then is taking place next week. You take a look at some of the standout ties. Of course, it's Atletico Madrid once again against Real Madrid. All those games live on ESPN+. Meanwhile, the Premier League this weekend, it's kind of a split weekend, so half the teams have a rest, half the teams in action. Certainly one of the ties that catches the eye is Manchester United against Spurs. We learned today that Onana will be available for this tie as he's been given permission to miss Cameroon's opening game in the African Cup of Nations. Don't you think that's a bit weird? Like, if you've got everyone going...
Get beat.
If you're going, got everyone going to the African Cup
Not
of Nations...
Not Man United, that is. That
there should just be a general rule, shouldn't there?
Absolutely. Look, whether we like it or not, and the clubs like it or not, these competitions come along, however, how many times it is, whenever it is, and the players are expected to go and perform. Managers will absolutely hate it, but it is what it is. And other clubs are losing their players. Salah, Egypt, and, you know, Papissar to Senegal, and you name it. They're all gone off, and Endo's gone off to the Asian Cup, and Tomiyasu and so forth. It's why would he be given a dispensation by a country to miss a game?
Well, the argument is that when Manchester United signed him, he'd retired from international football. So therefore, United have said, well, look, when we signed him, we didn't know we would lose him.
Well, that's nothing to do with Man United. It's a personal decision.
Yeah, but then the suggestion is that United and Cameroon get into this discussion about that and trying to find... And listen, I've been in the middle of this kind of decision representing Trinidad and Tobago for the length of my own career, and I've always said that the national associations need to have better relationships with the clubs because there is this kind of, well, you know, we're paying you weekly wages. So and oftentimes it's just of, well, we have the right and there's a hard stop. And I think there's middle ground there. And that's what Manchester United, Cameroon, and at Onana's asking, I'm sure, have found. So while I you know, on the face of it, if you're Liverpool and you're losing Salah or else any of the other clubs, you're upset. But I think this is how it should be done.
Hold on, he's missing the opening game. Where's the middle ground here? I'll miss the opening game of the World Cup. I'll just pitch up.
All I'm saying is club and national association have a discussion. That's all. There's always been this kind of aggressive stance that we're a national team, so therefore you have absolutely no say. And all the players ask for, having been in that position, is have a conversation, have some kind of relationship, and figure out that middle ground. Now, what that middle ground looks like for Onana might have looked different for me when I was playing, or for Mo Salah, for all I care. It's just a model as to how those relationships are to manage.
The other clubs have got... I mean, you're saying, like, Liverpool must be thinking, oh, we're losing Salah. Well, call the Egypt Federation and do exactly what Onana's done. And they'll miss the first game.
And they'll say
it's
no.
It's that simple. And if they say no, then there's nothing.
Exactly.
Right.
They say no, fine. But have that relationship.
At least have a go. And that's all that's happened.
What do you mean have a relationship? Let's just down to Cameroon. They've got the number one goalkeeper, right? I mean, they're basically saying, you go and do what you want. We're not taking this seriously.
I disagree. They're not. Listen, they have the right to call their player back. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. But having been in that position, if I'm Onana, here's what I'm saying. If you force this on my club, I'm just going to retire.
So it's blackmail now?
If I'm Onana, I've already retired. It's not about blackmail. I've already retired and come to a compromise to come back out of retirement. Now, if that's the stance you're going to take with me, then I'll just go back on my initial decision. And Cameroon lose out. So they find a middle ground that at least they can call on their player, their best goalkeeper, for the longer term. It means missing a game, but they can now call on their goalkeeper for a longer term.
Good. Hope they get knocked out. I hope they get knocked out and he can go back and lick his chop. Sorry?
Why have you got a problem with this?
I've got a problem with it because...
Yeah, why?
I tell you I've got a problem because he's in a competition, right? He's either committed to that competition or he's not.
But he can be committed to both.
Well, he's not.
He's shown commitment to both. He's saying, look, I'm asking you to let me play this game and then I'll come.
After they've played a game.
And they've got
so
the choice
they lose
to
the
say
first
no.
game and that, they lose the first game, if it happens...
Well, but that's down to them, not down to Onana, because they've agreed
to it. Well,
it is
down to Onana, because...
Well, it's not. He's asked permission, and they think, clearly, they're going to win the game. Now, if they lose the game,
as I say,
then they've only got themselves to blame, but...
Exactly, and that's my point.
I don't see what the problem is.
It is, of course, Spurs on Sunday. I don't think you're here for a while, Stevie. What's going to happen in this game?
Oof, that's a tester.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, it is because
what do you mean he's
Man United at home.
Well, he's got days off.
Holy smokes. Him and I were... We held the fort here.
You're off the next 2 days. What are you on about?
2 days, we held the fort Christmas and New Year. There we are. There we go. Oh, Bash, keeping the balls up.
Sorry.
I'm going to retire.
Thanks very much.
I'm going to retire.
He's taking over. He's taking over from you.
I've been told that you're not until Sunday either. You've got 3 days off now.
I'll just stay here and hold on the fort then.
Right, no, forget the football. By the way. Forget the football. Let's strip down a working week. Let's strip down a working week. I can't believe they've got no problem with a guy just going,
moving on.
I tell you what, if Cameroon go out, I'm going to rub it in your face. I don't know what you've done. What have you done? I don't know what.
Okay. You.
You're in for it.
Any thoughts?
Oh, it's gone.
Good.
Thoughts on what?
analysis. On Extra Time, as always, you can check that out over on our YouTube channel. Greg's never looked so good.
Goodness me.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Meanwhile, the Bundesliga, of course, returns, and it will be an emotional weekend in Germany. The first round of matches since the passing of Franz Beckenbauer. Thank you, Franz, the Allianz Arena. Of course, the home of Bayern Munich lit up. Thomas Tuchel spoke to Archie Rintan about Franz Beckenbauer.
Thomas, the sad passing of Franz Beckenbauer is something that I think everybody is mourning right now. What did he make you feel?
Well, he was so humble. The very few occasions where we met, and met very briefly, this was like outstanding and very striking to me that he's so humble, being that extraordinary person, that extraordinary player and coach of German national team and coach here of Bayern Munich, and winning all the titles that you can win and still be that humble and low-key personality was outstanding always. I haven't met him now for a long time, which is of course sad, and the news came lately, and it is not too, of course, everybody feels sad, and everybody feels involved in it. That's the greatest gift that he had, that everybody felt close to him, even if you were not close.
And for what he achieved, no one's going to do that again.
No one's going to do that again. I mean, the way he played, not even that he won every title, and I think it was a revolution how he played, the elegance and the commitment, and then going overseas to New York and like all these things that are now fashionable, like he did in centuries ago, not centuries, but decades ago, and he made way for a lot of generations to come after, and is still a role model in so many things that he did. So no words for this career, no.
And without him, no Bayern in this modern football.
No, without him, no Bayern Munich in this way, and in this modern football, and in this shape, and in this also in this importance. No Bayern Munich without Franz Beckenbauer.
There will be a number of tributes ahead of kickoff. Bayern Munich take on Hoffenheim, that is on Friday. And then we've got the rest of the matches over Saturday and Sunday in the Bundesliga, including tabletoppers Bayer Leverkusen away against Augsburg. We saw a couple of quarterfinals in the Coppa Italia today. Fiorentina would go through 5-4 on penalties. Meanwhile, Atalanta defeated AC Milan by 2-1. Roma were down to 9 men. Lazio had a man sent off as well. But it'd be Lazio who advanced to the semi-final by 1-0. They await the winners of Juventus and Frosinone, who face off tomorrow. Meanwhile, we learned it wasn't going to be Carlo Ancelotti. In the end, it's Dorival Júnior who will be taking over as the new head coach of Brazil. He has been around a lot of different places in Brazil, the 61-year-old then taking charge. Meanwhile, here's some other news and notes. Jadon Sancho is official. He will be joining Borussia Dortmund on loan. Meanwhile, Dragosin is set to join Spurs for 30 million euros centre-back. And a big blow for West Ham. Paqueta is out for 2 months with a calf injury. A big blow for West Ham there, Shaq.
He's been so vital to West Ham. I mean, his creativity in midfield. He'll be missed.
He most certainly will. Here's Jurgen Klopp as we return to our feature game, speaking to Alexis after the game.
Jurgen, congratulations again. Another big win coming again from behind. On Sunday after Arsenal, you told me that that response in the second half from your boys was one of the best you've seen all season. This was a great response too. How'd you rank it?
Yeah, right up there. Pretty special. Pretty special. I don't take these things for granted. We knew we had to change a lot for tonight. Meanwhile, we have a good rhythm usually when we play.
Okay, well, there we are.
A bit like the first half, wasn't it?
Yes, that was it. Apologies for the technical difficulties there for an otherwise flawless show. That brings us to the end of today's programme. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dan.
Hey, very nice.
See you, thank you.
Thank you very much, Ray. Thank you so much for your dedication to the cause.
Thank you.
Three days off. We could do to wander around the house. Yeah. Shouting.
3 days off.
He's going to come
Stevie,
in.
Stevie, thank you.
He's going to watch Cameroon
well.
Play.
Extra time's next. Welcome into the latest edition of Extra Time. Thank you as always for your questions. Shaka is here, Stevie here, and the hardest working man in television is here.
Feels like it.
You've told us enough. It feels like it to us as well.
Well, I didn't get holidays over Christmas and New Year, did I?
Yes, Stevie.
It was fantastic. What a great show.
And he's off an old day again in a couple of weeks, isn't he? Florida, he's all over the place.
Me and his nibs over there are just...
Well, Shaq has just come back from Trinidad.
He's not exactly.
He's been away. Oh, he's on a bit.
He woke up for a couple of days. It's a couple of days.
Anyway, it's just all about him.
Yeah, he just goes in short bursts, so, doesn't he?
Right, Shaq. Anyone want a match ball or player of the match? Does it come with a prize money?
No.
No?
No.
Did you used to get the bottles of champagne?
Bottles of champagne, aye.
Do you drink them? You don't like champagne, though, do you?
Have the laugh.
What?
Why would I not like champagne?
Because you don't like anything.
You don't
else.
Like anything else.
No, hey.
Because it's not beer.
Come on.
Seriously? I never knew you liked champagne. I put it past.
Look, well, he doesn't on the drink.
Is it my first choice? No.
Right.
But if somebody lamps a big bottle of champagne in my hand, I'm going to drink it.
Oh, no, that's fair. If it's free. Free champagne.
To be courteous.
Free champagne is
charity. When you were in Trinidad, you know he likes it. You know he's on a bit of a losing run with his bets.
Yeah, yeah.
I got another easy $20 at one of your former clubs. He told me on the show,
right?
Absolutely nailed, not a doubt, Newcastle United and all these clubs, they fixed the slopes on the field. The slopes, all the slopes have been fixed. So we had a $20
bet. That was easy, yeah.
He said, who are you going to ask, Shaq? No. He called up.
John Carver.
Yeah. There you are. And then you lost.
Again.
And you lost, and yeah, Dan again. Told me he lost, and he shouted at him for the
other way.
You should have fought.
Well, no, here's what happened. We were having a beer after the show in Canberra.
Yeah,
Canberra,
not champagne.
Right? And I told them that I'd had a bet with Craig,
right.
And that I'd called John Carver,
right.
And he told me that it was a slop, right?
Yes.
And then I followed it with, yeah, but he'll probably know it. He'll forget about it.
Right.
And then the following day, we're sitting, and he brought it up and went, oh, he was going to win.
And then Craig doesn't help, because he then sticks the $20 to his forehead and starts dancing.
He'd forgotten all about it.
Hey, I was like that, sat watching the TV, shout. Grease me with 20 bucks.
He didn't even look at me, he went like that, with his hand. And I slapped the 20 on.
We're still on air. All right.
To be fair.
Shaka, player of the match, did you ever win it?
Once.
And what did you get?
Some little something.
The champagne goat, that's just a serious question.
I didn't get it.
I've got a bottle. Yes. I've got a bottle at home from 1920, whatever, I can't remember.
Right.
Yeah. It's just sat in a room at home.
Okay.
If I opened that now,
you'll be fine.
No, you'll
not. Is that alcohol?
No, you'll not.
You'll be fine.
Well, I feel like I was in the exact same situation.
Want
to
bet?
Okay.
The champagne goal.
I'll bet you a bottle of champagne.
Everyone's a crank's house.
I bet you 20 bucks it does.
For John Carver.
I was in the exact same spot as him. I had a couple of bottles.
Right.
And I had them for about 20 a year. Against Coventry.
Oh, you're right. Champagne.
And I thought the same thing and I opened it.
Right. No, how much did you drink before you realised it was off?
No, it was flat as a pancake.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Disappointing.
Did you get any money with it as well, just the champagne?
I don't get money.
Yeah. But no, okay. Which side in the lower divisions would you love to see play in the Premier League?
Reading.
Reading over Portsmouth?
Reading are about to go down to League Two.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's not been a good
story. Wrexham.
Wrexham. Good story.
Doncaster.
I don't think that's quite the corporate line. Donny. Which league are they in at the moment?
I think they're in League Two.
Right.
I think they got relegated last year.
Oh, so you're following them closely.
Yeah.
Craig, do you have something in your positivity corner for Kepa? His horrendous performance, and who would win a race between Prime Shaka and Old Black?
I mean, the big man gets his stride open there.
That's right.
There's no way you're slower than Old Black.
I'll smoke him.
I don't know.
I've got him. I'm quick. What was my rating in the thingy? Remember?
In FIFA?
Yeah.
Well, it was quicker than Ali, but that doesn't say
much. I think I was 93.
No, Shah, I don't know.
I'm a 93, Dan.
I wonder about your fitness running from one end of the pitch to the other.
Nobody said how long the race was.
Right, I see.
Old Black only ran about 10 yards. Second.
So we got Old Black, Shaka, Jan and the fish.
I've definitely got Jan.
The very man himself said he only ran to the halfway line and collapsed on the halfway line.
That's very true, Shaka.
When the whistle went.
I normally don't even run 18 yards most of the time.
Oh, dear. Anything positive to say about Kepa?
The corners, I'm saving the corner for Chelsea.
Okay.
I might squeeze a Man United segment in along there.
Right. could Jan beat Oblak in a race? No.
Yeah.
No, you'd still back. You'd still back Oblak all day, wouldn't you?
Jan just can't run.
No. Final question for the panel. Today is National Peculiar People Day. Who is the most peculiar among your ESPN FC colleagues and why is it Stevie? he called me on the Friday when we were going to stay over in the hotel because of the snow.
Saturday?
He called me on the Friday because he said, do you want to share a room?
What was the reason for that?
No!
There was a reason for that.
What's the reason?
There was a good reason.
No, there is no good reason.
No, there is.
What is it?
Well, because the hotel was fully booked.
Right.
So I'm thinking, hold on a second, maybe we can have a few beers in the bar. That was the reason.
Yeah. Right. I'd have the few beers in the bar. But I'm...
And to be fair, you're sleeping outside. So to be fair, I called him, and after about five rings, I decided, he's not going to do that.
It took five rings.
Right. On a scale of 1 to 100, what was the chance?
No way. Because we've all heard the stories.
I'm not rooming with anybody now.
No.
I don't care who it is. I mean, my rooming days are. We all roomed in with the players that we played with. That was kind of what you did then.
Yeah.
But that's old hat now. That's long gone. No. Right? And I'm not rooming with anybody, nope. Right?
Me and Mara used to share a room.
Yes, but we don't.
And Paul came back from Bermuda and went, never bloody do that again.
Stevie called me in Trinidad. I'm like, oh God, something's happened. Shaq, I'm in Trinidad. Oh, never mind.
Did you? You rang him to share a room as well?
Probably. Well, I was on that. I had that in my head. I was on that mode. I'm thinking, right.
Bring in everyone. Kay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, oh,
really?
I mean,
oh, okay.
Imagine even thinking he's got somebody's going to take this.
Oh dear. Hey, we haven't talked about any football in extra time before. Very angry.
Sod extra time.
There we are. That's it. But we do have the Jurgen Klopp interview now. I think here it is in all its glory.
Oh God.
Seriously.
Jurgen, congratulations again. Another big win coming again from behind. On Sunday after Arsenal, you told me that that response in the second half from your boys was one of the best you've seen all season. This was a great response too. How'd you rank it?
Yeah, right up there. Pretty special. Pretty special. I don't take these things for granted. We knew we had to change a lot for tonight. Meanwhile, we have a good rhythm usually when we play. We have a good fluidity when we play, and that obviously today in the first half a lot of possession, but we are not fluent. We stuck more or less on the wings. There was no outcome. Played around the formation. Had not enough offers in behind. Had not enough players in between. So too many players dropped. I saw that so often in football that if you don't know exactly how to get through, you just want to get on the ball and try to find from there a solution, but then you have too many players too deep. So we saw this time from outside pretty early what's going wrong. The only problem is you cannot change it properly from outside. You need half time, and we had half time and could change a few things again internally with how we set it up, and that helped because then all of a sudden the right players were in the right spaces. But in that period they had the big counter-attacking chances, so because our protection was then, we forgot that a little bit, so we had to reorganize that as well, and then that was better. And from that moment on, we were in the game. And then if you win balls higher up, if you can put an opponent under pressure in the last third, then you have shooting opportunities, like Curtis said. Then you have these moments the goal we scored, Darwin outstanding. By the way, there must be a witch in the ball there. But it's crazy. I love our crowd so much for how they take that. I love Darwin so much how he takes it. You cannot do it better.
Did the crowd help a bit more today?
Oh, definitely. They are outstanding. So it's just like that. It was a super game of Darwin. Yeah. And in all other circumstances, you scored twice or three times. And then for whatever reason, ball goes not in. But that's it. Who cares? We won the game and it's all fine. So it was just really good. The boys showed again a really good mentality, which is the most important thing to show in moments like this. We got through it. And that's it.
Well, I hope you can celebrate this one. And on to the next one, Jurgen.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much. See you.
ESPN FC with you every single day. We'll be back tomorrow for
more. I'm not sure.
You're not here.
Extra time's gone.
You're off.
You deserve a call. That's the first time a manager interview has ever scraped onto extra time.
Well, then people demanding it.
Well, they would demand more discussions about rooming with people.
We're going to Stevie's house now, that's it.
Stevie, if you want.
Well, really?
My room.
Top and tail, yeah.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They're the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at lectricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.